Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
I see you, Dan, bringing us back 23 after the hour. Thank you for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. I hope you check those out and use them to your advantage. I had a great visit with our good friend Barbara Burke, longtime Brain Trust member, author of The Napkin, The Melon, and The Monkey. That's her first book. Her new one is tags on to this one. It's the sequel, in a way, The Monkey, The Moon, and Maybe. Barbara, I'm a little wacky, and I actually have a certificate that proves that I'm official, but I mean these titles that you come up with for your books, I'm gonna have to get you a certificate too.
Yeah, we'll be in competition. Yeah, I get a lot of questions about what's with the monkey, because the monkey is in both. And, you know, there's the book is really a collection of wisdom stories that the mentor tells this young woman. And one of the key stories in both of them is what we were talking about before the break, which is, you know, this idea about being attached. And there's this story, and it's called the Trapped Monkey, and it goes like this. In the jungle, trappers would try to get these monkeys, and they're pretty hard to catch, but if they got a container with some goodies in the container, then the monkey would stick their hand in. But the problem was that if they clinged on to what they wanted, they'd be stuck. But if they let go, they would be free. And so that is just a wonderful story about how, you know, being attached to things is really not a good idea, because we kind of think that we'll be attached to attitudes and opinions and why things are the way they are. But if we just step back and look at things differently, we are really liberated.
Isn't it amazing how our mind works and actually entraps us, and how we get ourselves accustomed to things. We get entrenched. We get these paradigms that we've found a way to be successful with that aren't really necessary, but we think they are. I love another jungle story along those lines that connects to what you're saying, is the one about the elephants. You know, when you see a 10,000 pound elephant being staked to the ground with a little stick in the ground, you know, the rope around his foot, and you wonder why doesn't the elephant just pull the stick up? Well, when they were babies, they were staked to the same stake, and they couldn't move the stake, and so they grew up thinking they couldn't move the stake.
Yep. Absolutely.
And so we do this, the monkey story, not letting go. The whole point is, and this is something I've been talking a lot about lately, Barbara, on my show with other folks, and that is, so much of our failure, so much of our lack of performance, lack of execution, maybe even diminished happiness and fulfillment, so much of that comes from us, me, Jim Blasingame, not being able to get out of my own way. What do you think?
Yep, absolutely. That's exactly it.
Get out of your own way. Where are you?
Yep.
Where are you? We have a saying in the golf world. If the holes are backing up, somebody yells ahead and says, "Where are we stuck?" You know, who's slow playing us? But we really need to look in the mirror and say to ourselves, "Where am I stuck?"
Yeah, exactly. And what am I striving for? And why am I striving for that? And you know, why am I so stuck? And a lot of it just has to do with your own thinking and framing. And so when we are not attached to the outcome, like you talked about, well, you know, you're nervous about a deal, you've done everything you possibly can. The thing is that we want to control things that are beyond our control. And that's where we get all stressed out, because, you know, we want to impact something that we have no control over. Whether that committee decides to do business with you, you know, you've done everything you can do. But still, we stress ourselves out.
Yep.
You know, one of the things that I was going to talk about today with you is, and this is really something that I think all businesses deal with, is, you know, because employees have to deal with change, so mm-hmm. somebody in upper management gets some great idea, they go to a conference, now they're all on fire, oh boy, we're going to do this, and then the employees have to implement it, and then let's just say they get another inspiration, and they don't realize what impact all of this change is having on the front lines. And there's something that I'm very interested in working with businesses on is something called change fatigue. And studies have shown that 70% of the big initiatives that organizations try to put in place, they fail. 70% mm-hmm. fail because the employees are just tired
yeah.
of dealing with change.
This happen in big companies especially.
Yeah, absolutely. And it happens all the time.
Yeah.
Because I think upper management, I guess if I have one message, just kind of think about the changes that are now in place mm-hmm. and make sure that you don't have the overlapping change. And that's where we get into trouble.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you can only work those horses, you know, so hard. You've got
right.
to really be able to be conscious.
Well, the point that I try to make is if you're going to make change, don't do it in a way that creates a casualty list.
Yeah, that's
if you're going to affect change. Hey, I need that website one more time, Barbara.
Monkey Moon, maybe, and I have a free study and discussion guide that they download and use with their peeps.
Monkeymoonmaybe.com, right?
Yep, that's
all right. Hey, Bob, thanks for being here. By the way, that's the title of the new book, folks, so you want to check that out wherever books are sold. Thanks, Barbara, for being here. Barbara Burke, ladies and gentlemen, she'll be back another day. I'll be back after these messages. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.